WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin'.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday Night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support you by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use carry code Rock and Suck in Fortnite I'm when you buy Star Wars. Chris hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by the intern.
Lightsabers are back. And so are X-Wings and TIE Fighters and
all the
a
other,
lot of other things.
One of their blasters. And,
blasters only loadout.
Hashtag epic partner. We also have one Keishi Matsunaga.
My kid is really enjoying the not having to reload.
I think everyone is everyone's enjoying not having to reload.
Also Force Lightning is fun.
There you go. And we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Good evening, everybody. May the 4th be with you. Hey, happy Star Wars Day. And it's also our Backlash Preview webcast right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live on Twitch. That's right. Head on over to twitch.tv/WTR live, and you can join us in the chat room. And don't mind me. I'm a little distracted watching Game 7 of a hockey game in overtime, the most exciting part of hockey ever.
Okay.
Well, it is.
Sure, we'll go with that. Well, yeah, as Tim mentioned, we're here to talk Backlash, which is this Saturday live on Peacock and Netflix worldwide. There's currently 4 matches announced. They let go about 18, 20 people over the on Friday, so there's a lot more room on the card for people now that we've released a bunch of talent.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about it. We're going to talk about the Fatal 4-Way for the United States Championship. Jacob Fatu, LA Knight, Damian Priest, and Drew McIntyre. This is just a hodgepodge of talent all going to beat each other up on Saturday.
It's certainly a loaded match. I would just like to say, Solo Sikoa, you done fucked up. So the way this match was initially proposed, it was only going to be a triple threat with Damian and LA Knight and Jacob. And then Solo had to open his mouth and go, wait, no, Drew, it should be Drew versus Jacob. And Nick, in his infinite wisdom, went, you're right. Let's throw him in there too. Good job, Solo.
Whoops.
Yeah, we're going to put a psychopathic Scotsman in this match. Someone that has no problem claymoring whoever he wants to. Good logic there.
I mean, good logic overall. Keish, what are your expectations for this match?
Um,
As his connection is deteriorating for a second, we're gonna let that come back around, maybe.
Oh, is it spotty?
There we go. Now we hear you.
How are we doing? Can hear you. Is that better?
We're good now.
Okay. Yeah. I had to walk 10 feet. yeah, it's gonna be a car crash, just not a hardcore car crash. You look at, you know, you got your big men. Three of those guys are gonna throw caution to the wind, and LA Knight's gonna probably, he'll join them. Mm-hmm. Fest tonight that I think most people talk about.
For sure, for sure. Brent, what are your expectations?
I'm looking forward to this only because we know what Jacob can do. And he's really kind of been given this platform to shine after a lot of what's happened, you know, in the build up with the Bloodline and with Solo. It's like Jacob was given that chance to kind of come out from Jacob's shadow and be essentially the leader of this new group. LA Knight still gets to stay in the picture, which is good because, I mean, the fans love him. And I think if he had not been part of this quad, you know, the Fatal Four Way, people probably would have bitched and moaned and say he was buried after losing the title. He gets to still stay in the picture, which is good to see. Damian gets something to do, and, you know, Drew is still out there, so he has the connection with Damian from their car wreck at WrestleMania, and car wreck in a good way, not necessarily like a horrible match. But you still have those two that are able to beat the hell out of each other. As Casey would say, you know, big beefy men slapping meat, patent pending for him. But you get these four guys that can all work well together and get featured, as we know, during parts of the match. They'll all get their moment to shine. And it makes the U.S. title seem like something people want to fight for. If you have these four guys all competing for it, all of a sudden it's a pretty good kind of marker to want to hold the U.S. title again.
Indeed. Tim, what are your expectations for this showdown?
Oh, it's going to be a clusterfuck, and I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, the real winner is the elevation of the U.S. title. That's exactly what's happening here. Brent nailed it. And of course, Casey's patent pending trademark thingamajig. What is it, Casey?
Big meaty man. And slapping meat.
There it is.
There it is.
As choppy as possible.
It took a moment, but it got there.
It got there.
It took a minute, but yeah, it happened. Yeah, so it's going to be fun. It's gonna result in the elevation, you know, shining the light on the U.S. title. And my prediction is, of course, Jacob retains. But the way they've got it all structured and set up, nobody's getting buried, nobody's getting hurt, nobody's getting lowered or lessened in this match.
Okay. But with that, who wins, Tim?
Well, I already said who wins.
Which was?
I said Jacob's still going to win.
Jacob's still going to win. All right, Brent, who you got?
Yeah, a Fatal 4-Way is usually built to have make it so that the champion doesn't have to get pinned to lose. In this, I think it's just a way to feature four guys in the same match. Ultimately, I think Jacob wins here because I don't think you want to have him get the title and then lose it. Although we did see on the Raw after WrestleMania, the women's tag match just completely changed back to who it was going to be. But I think in this case, you want to keep the belt on Jacob. You want to let him run with it. If you want to, you can lead to something like Jacob versus Solo for that in order to try and also feature Solo a bit, because he has kind of taken a step back. Mm-hmm. But I don't think like Tim said, I don't think anyone's going to get hurt in this match. Well, we'll take a hit performance-wise. Hopefully no one gets hurt in general, but I don't think anyone will take a hit in terms of their standing from, you know, if you lose this match. So, but ultimately, I have Jacob Fatu retaining here.
What about you, Cage? Who you got winning?
Yeah, I agree with everybody else. Jacob's going to keep that title.
There you go. It is for the Women's Intercontinental Championship, as Brent just alluded to. Lyra Valkyria and Becky Lynch, former tag team champions, squaring off for the title.
Yeah.
What you're thinking about this, expectation-wise, Brent?
The last kickers are going to kick each other's asses in this match. It was one of those things of when Bayley went down with injury and you were going to introduce Becky Lynch, some of it was, okay, when is the other shoe going to drop? Is it going to be Lyra turns on Becky? Is it Becky turns on Lyra? Is it Bayley jumps in and does the Naomi thing, you know, with Jade, where all of a sudden it's, well, who beat me up? They really just left no room for imagination with that one, because Becky came out this past Monday and was just like, it was me. I did it. I absolutely did it.
But before you continue, was that the right move to come out right away and say, hey, I did it?
I think for this, because your angle wants to be Becky versus Lyra, I don't have a problem with it. If I think in terms of the larger scale, I wouldn't have wanted to do two women's angles being, well, who was the attacker for, you know, because you just got out of one.
Yeah.
And there's still questions about, like, is Bianca going to turn eventually as part of this? With this, I think, especially with Seth turning, it was like, if Becky turns too, then you have both of them as heel. It may have been weird if you had, like, Seth as, you know, this heel with Paul Heyman, and then all of a sudden Becky was there trying to be, like, happy, you know, happy-go-lucky the man. Mm-hmm. And I think, honestly, with this, you didn't want to turn Lyra, and this gives you the chance to have that kind of mentor-mentee kind of match. So I don't have a problem with them pushing this early, because I think there's more to the story than just, like, who attacked Bayley or wanting to draw that story out. I think the story more here is Becky trying to prove, like, I am, you know, the master, you are the apprentice kind of thing, to steal a Star Wars reference on May the 4th.
What are your expectations on this one, Keish?
I think it'll be a good match. Like, we've seen them work in NXT before. And I like that. I like the angle they're going with, of like Becky being like, well, I taught you everything that you know, so clearly I'm going to be able to beat you. I also agree that them kind of revealing right away is a good thing to do. Like Brent said, I think that's a good way to kind of reusing the same. Getting her like Grand Slam championship. So I feel like Becky might win here.
I think Becky might win. We'll circle back and get an official pick in a second. But Tim, what are your expectations?
Yeah, I think Becky wins.
Okay. I guess we won't circle back on that one. Tim, what are your expectations for this matchup?
Well, just to touch back on everything, yeah, they fast-tracked this, so the similarities to the Jade-Naomi feud would be minimalized. Or minimized, or whatever. But this is an absolutely fantastic opportunity for Becky to give Lyra the coveted rub from the veteran, as it were. But don't see this as being a complete start to finish match. She's come out and admitted that she's the one that buggered up Bayley. Bayley's going to come out and attack her. This is try number what to make Becky heel? None of the past attempts have worked. The crowd just wouldn't buy it. They might buy this one. And I don't think that the match itself is the end game for what's going on here. The feud between Becky and Bayley is the end game, in my opinion. So it's going to be, it should be a good match. It should be a fantastic back and forth. When last we met, I was a learner. Now I am the master. to correct Brent with the quote from Star Wars. if you're going to do it, get it right. But yeah, it's going to be some good back and forth, and we're going to see Becky do some heel tactics and see how she gets over with the crowd as a heel. But Lyra retains, and Bailey interferes.
All right, we've got Tim's pick, we got Casey's pick. Brent, what's your pick?
For this, I would say Lyra did enough at first to kind of like help introduce the Intercontinental title. If it goes to Becky here, I don't think it hurts it, and I think putting it on a multi-time world champion can help elevate it a bit. And if you want to do something where, sure, Bailey and Becky fight over it for a bit, cool. Eventually, you know, you can have Lyra come back and claim it again like she did the NXT title from Becky. But I think a title shift here won't hurt things. And it can prolong the storyline for Becky and Lyra if you want to. I think if Lyra wins here, then it's just, okay, you've beaten Becky twice, both times for titles. What's the point? Unless then you move on to Lyra versus Bailey, but I don't think you're going to turn Bailey after you just turned Becky. Even though the illusion was there of like maybe Bailey would turn, I think if you turn both of them against Lyra, then it becomes, well, these two will get lost amongst the shuffle of each other's heel turn. But I think here, if you do the Becky Lynch turn, you have her win the title. You have her laud it over Lyra, as well as making her a Grand Slam champion. I don't see any problem with that.
It's Pat McAfee versus Gunther. What are your expectations for this one, Keish?
If you guys can hear me, I think Pat McAfee's going to get the living hell chopped out of him. That's what I'm expecting.
Yep.
I think, you know, he'll be like, he's got the personality to be like that scrappy, the scrappy done that backflip off the top rope, I think, in both the matches that he's had so far. But I think at the end of the day, he's going to get basically beaten within an inch of his life.
Yeah. I think many would agree. Brent, would you agree that that's the expectation in this one?
I think so. This is a nice kind of cool off feud for Gunther. He's, you know, been the world champion. He had the IC title for 666 days before that. He was King of the Ring. There needs to be a little bit of a cool off from the championship picture. And I think introducing him here, beating up Pat McAfee, who fans like, is a good way of kind of reestablishing him as evil in the way that we saw him beat up Jimmy in the lead up to WrestleMania, because we had seen a lot of Gunther as, you know, oh, he's a heel. He has, you know, the sacredness of the ring, but like when he had the match with Cody, they shook hands afterwards and it was more like, okay, you beat me that night. And it's one of those like, okay, but we need to really get back to Gunther as Destroyer. And I think in a very kind of easy way, you got to that through him attacking the announcers. Because the question became after WrestleMania, what do you do with Gunther? And you kept him off for the first week, and then, or no, he attacked the night after WrestleMania, didn't he? You give him that chance of like, okay, you cheap shot the announcers, these defenseless guys who can't fight back. And yes, we know that Pat has had matches before, but he is still, I would say, green overall. And so even though he can take a hit, the lasting image from that attack was that he got choked out and he was, you know, coughing and struggling for breath. And then now he's trying to, like, prove himself and stand up for himself and Michael Cole, that they aren't going to be necessarily pushovers, but at the same time, ultimately Gunther should give him a whooping on Saturday. How about you, Tim? What do you think?
Oh, it's going to be a bit of a fun match, I think. It's going to be enjoyable and entertaining in a car wreck sort of way because it's Pat McAfee. And I'm not saying anything negative when I say that. Or at least I'm not trying to say anything negative when I say that. Crowd's going to be behind him. He's going to get his pops. He's going to get his shots in. But at the end of the day, he's going to get his ass handed to him.
So, let's go around the table here. Who do we think is going to win, Casey?
Gunther.
No, I don't think Casey's going to win.
Tim, who is going to ultimately win, Gunther or Pat?
Well, it'll be Gunther.
Yeah, I think I've got to stick with the consensus here. I think Pat will put up a valiant effort. I think he'll get some of the spots in, like Tim talked about. We'll see that kind of top rope moonsault or backflip, but ultimately Pat's chest is going to be as red as a Kansas City Chiefs jersey.
Well, I mean, that'll be just like the beginning of it. I have a feeling that like Gunther is going to make an example out of him.
So you think it's going to start red for the Kansas City Chiefs and then move to purple for the Minnesota Vikings and maybe blue for the either Indianapolis Colts or Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and then he's probably going to get powerbombed like 3 or 4 times too.
And then ultimately his chest will be a nice dark color like the Oakland Raiders. So he's going to make his way through the NFL jerseys.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just trying to think of a jersey that is black and blue.
Well, maybe Carolina. Carolina has a road jersey that's, or a home jersey possibly, that's black and like a light blue, but.
It's close, but not really. It's kind of close, but I don't know. The question is Michael Cole get involved, Cash?
Sorry, say that again.
Do you see Michael Cole getting involved in any way, shape, or form, one way or the other?
Is it too soon to bring him back? I feel like maybe he'll like try and wander out there, and maybe it, at the very least, it could be like Gunther uses Michael Cole to like distract Pat and then just beat the crap out of him. So yeah, he might come out, but I feel like maybe not.
What do you think, Brent?
I think Cole will be out there. I don't think he'll get physically involved because I think Michael Cole as a physical competitor, I mean, I know that he got roughed up a little bit by Gunther, but ultimately, I don't think he physically gets involved. I think he's going to serve more emotionally on the commentary, rallying him, yelling at him from the desk, but I don't see him physically getting involved because the second he physically gets involved, Gunther is just going to annihilate him. I think he's just going to stay back and try to cheer him on. And you may have Gunther like try to egg him in, but I don't think that's ultimately what it's going to be.
I can see him serving up a verbal distraction, heckling Gunther, just to like get Gunther's back turned on Pat, so Pat can get a freebie.
But
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I think that's where we can kind of see it possibly, but that's probably the most that we'll get out of the voice of the WWE.
Yeah, and it's only going to happen once.
Yeah.
So, but how long is this match going for?
It'll probably be about a 12-minute beatdown.
10, 15.
Yeah, I'm putting my money between 10 and 15.
There you go. And then you have John Cena, Randy Orton for the Undisputed WWE Championship.
40 minutes of chin locks. That's what we're going to get with this match.
Case, what are your expectations? Or we'll come back to them. Brent, what are your expectations?
I think ultimately this will be a serviceable match. I don't know if it would be, I don't know if it's going to be great, but I think one thing that we've always kind of seen, and I joked with it with the Chinlock comment, but sometimes it's all a matter of which Randy Orton you're going to get. Is he going to be motivated and want to give, you know, a peak level match? Is he invested in his match, his run, etc.? Or is he kind of phoning it in and moving it on to the next, you know, I'm here for my dates kind of thing that we've seen in the past? I think for this, because it's the last time he's going to face John, the history of the entire thing, the fact that it's in St. Louis, I think Randy is going to show up to work. Now, I think in also in that same vein, from what we saw at WrestleMania, John's working a different style, playing into the ruining wrestling bit. And at the same time, even before that, we know John is a little bit limited, especially on this last run, these later years of his. So when it comes to this, I think, you know, it's not going to be a five-star classic. It's not going to be, we're going to talk about this Backlash match for ages. I think it'll be a good part of their history, but at the same time, I'm not expecting a clinic between these two. I'm expecting them to go out, put in a good match with the limitations that are in place, and something funky is going to happen towards the end. We alluded to something last week. Maybe John smacks the ref to get himself disqualified in a turn of events from what we saw before. Who knows? That would be kind of fitting in this whole feud. I think it needs to be a little bit better than what we got at Mania with Travis Scott slowly walking to the ring, whatever they have planned for the end of this match.
Yeah, they got to do a little bit better than that. Keish, what's your take?
I think the internet is going to shit all over this match, even though that's exactly what they're going to go for. I mean, I'm going to mirror a lot of things that Brent said, like, or Randy's going to put in some of the work, because obviously, like, it's his last time fighting Cena. They have history. They had a long history. But at the same time, this is John Cena again. So I think they'll like lean into that a little bit, but with the roles changed, it'll be very interesting to see. John obviously is limited, but I think that really plays well into the role that he's trying to play now. So like, he can hide it behind the fact that he's like being a dick and trying to wreck wrestling. So I think we're going to see a good work rate from Orton, and Cena will do like just enough to like, you know, for the people who know, be like, oh, okay. But at the same time, it's going to be like, the fans are going to hate this, and I am looking forward to it.
Some would say they've been hating on this match for 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing that one. What's your expectations?
Now they get to hate it for a whole new different reason.
Exactly. Tim, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I think that you and Brent, and especially Casey and myself, are going to be enjoying the match for what it winds up being. And I agree with Casey. The internet's going to absolutely shit all over it. It's almost making me think like it's going to be the Andy Kaufman of wrestling matches.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody understands what I'm talking about.
Elaborate for the people, Tim.
Well, a lot of people mislabeled Andy Kaufman from the really big in the 70s and 80s. They mislabeled this guy as a comedian. He wasn't a comedian. He was a performance artist. And just to give you an insight on this guy, back in the early mid 80s, ABC put out a late night Friday night live sketch show to compete against Saturday Night Live. They called it Fridays. And it was exactly the ripoff you might expect it might have been on ABC. And they would have, you know, all of these famous people coming in to guest host and partake in all these skits and everything. And one of them was Andy Kaufman. And Andy Kaufman had decided on his own at one point that he had never effed up on live television before in his life. So He decided on purpose he was going to screw up. And he screwed up every single bit and skit that he was in, to the point where he got into an actual fight. The last sketch comedy thing that they had of the night, he got into a real fight with one of the regular cast members in the middle of the comedy skit. And I'm not 100% sure, but I think, if I remember, the setup for the skit was, it was two couples go to a restaurant, and each one of them one at a time sneaks off to go and get stoned smoking a joint in the bathroom without the others knowing. And none of them realize that they all did this, and they're supposed to sit at the table acting stoned, trying to be straight and stuff like that. And Andy, right in the middle of it, says, "Yeah, sorry, I can't act stoned." That's when the fight started between him and the regular cast member. And it's not a case of them performing for the fans. It's a case of them performing the way they're going to perform to get the fans to react the way they want the fans to react. And this is why I say the five of us, will probably enjoy it more than the internet will. And, you know, this was me echoing the other two guys with what they were talking about.
And at the end of the day, Tim, who wins?
John Cena retains.
Cash, who wins?
Cena retains.
Brant?
I mean, lol, Cena wins is the... I think it'll be something screwy. I don't think it'll be fully clean, especially with the way John is now. But yeah, you don't have Cena win the title at WrestleMania just to immediately drop it to Randy when he's trying to do the real world champion and has the timer up for how many appearances he has left.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. We probably will get one more match, one would assume, on the show.
Zelina versus Chelsea? No,
I don't know. I don't think we're going to get that, no. Maybe Uso versus Paul, maybe? That might be a Saturday Night's main event deal.
I think that's more Saturday Night's main event, because I don't think you're going to just immediately throw that on a pay-per-view. I think you want a little more build than that.
Yeah. We'll probably get
maybe one more. Maybe you get the tag Roman Punk Seth.
No, Roman's not back for a while. You leave, they're going to be out for a while, because you can't rush that one.
You think SummerSlam for that?
I don't know, SummerSlam. You got time. You can do Money in the Bank.
Pull all four of them out of the Money in the Bank match that way? Although, yeah. Breaker would be a good contender to win Money in the Bank, though.
He would. He really would. But we'll get something. Maybe we'll get
a tag match, maybe.
Tiffany versus the winner of Jade and Nia, maybe. Who knows? We'll get something, one would assume.
So you figure just one more match and that too?
They've been hitting five. It's been the number.
I don't have a problem with five. That gives everybody a chance to have a decent extended match, and still entertain the crowds. When you put too many on there, you got to cut somebody short, and it's never good.
I think for a non-big four pay-per-view, five matches is about the sweet spot. For the big four, you can probably fit a sixth if you wanted to.
Yeah, especially for a Saturday night.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to see, but that's Backlash. We'll talk about it.
As far as we know.
But that's the preview of Backlash. We'll talk more about it next week when we review the show.
After it happens and we've all watched it and we can offer up our opinions and let you know what we think about what happened next
Indeed.
Saturday night. Yeah. Yeah. But in the meantime, we got a whole 6 days between now and then stuff going on, starting tomorrow night with the Raw Post Show, immediately following Raw, whenever that is.
Whenever Raw ends, we'll be live to talk Monday Night Raw, the go home to Backlash.
And of course, I'm sure that the lovely Lindsay Ward, hi Lindsay, will have something to say about Backlash on Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. When she returns to the network hosting the Rack.
We're live Thursday to preview Backlash, talk the releases and all the news you can handle. It's the Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. We'll be back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review Backlash. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network chat. Tim's on social.
Yeah, follow me at Flames Forums. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of things heating up, and we're just about really getting ready for the summertime. So follow me at Flames Forums. Just because.
Cash is kind of on social.
I'm on social media, almost as good as my connection tonight, and you can find me at Kyle Driver.
There you go, Brant.
Yeah, you can find me on various social media, X/Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. One of those will work in finding me on those platforms.
Chat, if you have an Amazon Prime like Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Shop. By clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, you can use carrier code RocketSuck in the Fortnite Shop when you buy all the Star Wars stuff and beyond, because hashtag Epic Partner. We'll see you all week long along the areas of the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next Sunday to talk all things Backlash. Tim, send us home.
Yeah, have yourselves a great week, everybody. Spring's here, summer's just around the corner, so get outside and get some vitamin D. Have yourselves a good night. See you next Sunday.
WildTalkRadio.com.